Imagine walking into two different companies on the same street. One buzzes with energy and innovation, while the other feels like a morgue with fluorescent lighting. What creates this stark difference? According to tribal leadership, it's not strategy, talent, or resources, it's tribal culture. Based on a groundbreaking 10-year study of 24,000 people, Dave Logan and his colleagues discovered that humans naturally organize into tribes of 20 to 150 people, and these tribes operated five distinct cultural stages that determine organizational success. The revolutionary insight? By identifying your tribe's current stage and applying specific leverage points, you can systematically upgrade your culture to higher performance levels. Unlike traditional leadership approaches focusing on individual behaviors, tribal leadership examines how groups create culture through language and relationships, the invisible architecture supporting everything an organization does. When leaders learn to speak the right tribal language, they can transform entire organizations from the inside out. Every workplace consists of tribes, operating at one of five distinct cultural stages. Stage 1, 2% of workplace cultures, operates with life sucks mentality and despairing hostility. Think prison gangs or dysfunctional workplaces. Stage 2, 25%, embodies my life sucks, where people behave as passive victims with sarcastic attitudes. Stage 3 dominates American professional culture, 49%, with the mindset, I'm great and you're not. High-achieving individuals who hoard knowledge and complain about insufficient support. The transformation begins at stage 4, 22%, where tribes operate with we're great and people commit to shared values as part of something larger. The pinnacle, stage 5, less than 2%, focuses on making history rather than beating competitors, believing that life is great. Each progressive stage accomplishes more with greater enjoyment. Leaders can upgrade their organization's culture by transforming tribal language and relationships, not through mandates, but by reshaping the invisible backbone of every organization. The shift from Stage 3's I'm great to Stage 4's we're great requires an epiphany, a profound realization that transforms leadership approach. Union President Bob Tobias exemplifies this journey, recognizing that despite winning battles, workers' lives remained unchanged. His epiphany evolved through recognizing his ineffectiveness, attempting solutions while still acting alone, questioning his purpose, and finally using power for tribal values rather than personal gain. This I-to-we transformation occurs when leaders reconnect with their original motivations. Their language shifts from self-focused to tribe-focused. The African concept of Ubuntu captures this perfectly. I am because we are. Ironically, by abandoning personal victory, Stage 4 leaders achieve what eluded them at Stage 3, respect, loyalty, and lasting impact. The most effective leaders consistently talk about our team and our work rather than personal accomplishments. When former Amgen CEO Gordon Binder speaks about values, his passion is palpable. Under his guidance, a middle manager's initiative to document company values evolved into 8 core principles guiding every decision. It was the most important thing we ever did, Binder explains. These values became fundamental to hiring, promotion, and termination decisions, not just wall decorations. Stage 4 tribes must identify core values while aligning around a noble cause. Recognition based on values has profound impact. Kathleen Calcedais recalls team members writing appreciations about colleagues' values. A guy had tears in his eyes because he had never been appreciated like that before. Effective approaches for identifying values include sharing personal stories about how you learned core values and asking, "What are you proud of?" to reveal values behind achievements. If core values fuel a tribe, the noble cause provides direction. NASCAR's Brian France articulates theirs as, "Everybody's gotta win," creating alignment despite independent agents running various aspects of the business. A noble cause represents the tribe's highest aspirations, requiring coordinated action beyond individual capabilities. Successful Stage 4 tribes conduct quarterly tribal maintenance sessions where members address grievances, ensure alignment with values and noble cause, and reconnect with why they love their work. Every September, C.B. Richard Ellis Vice Chair Darla Longo hosts a party facilitating three-person interactions by introducing people based on professional credentials and personal values, then stepping back as relationships form. The admiration others express about her leadership exemplifies what Stage 3 leaders might say about themselves. Triads link tribes together, enabling unlimited scalability. Unlike Stage 3's dyadic relationships that leave people feeling commoditized and leaders exhausted, triads reorganize the same drive more effectively. LinkedIn founder built his platform on this principle, allowing users to request introductions through mutual connections, creating mini triads that facilitate business relationships. Four practices enable effective triading: know everyone's values and current projects, follow Hoffman's theory of small gifts by doing little things systematically, become genuinely great at something, requiring Stage 3 competence, and approach triading with authenticity. Without genuine purpose, triading appears as mere self-promotion. With values, noble cause, and triadic relationships in place, tribes can develop strategies people want to execute, focusing on outcomes rather than goals that imply current failure. The authors discovered a cultural stage beyond Stage 4 that delayed publication by almost 5 years. At Amgen, employees spoke about being in competition with cancer rather than other companies, showing innocent wonderment without tribal pride. This represented Stage 5, characterized by life is great language with no competitive focus. Jim Clifton, Gallup CEO, exemplifies this highest leadership level. After acquiring Gallup, he transcended competing with research firms for a noble cause, improving the well-being of our clients' organizations and improving the lives of the 6 billion people on Earth. Stage 5 tribes often identify a specific moment of transcendence. Mike Aruzene, captain of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, experienced this against the Soviets, playing not against competitors, but for something bigger: the love of sport, themselves, and shared values. Currently, Stage 5 cultures emerge only during history-making projects or when tribes far outpace competitors. When situations change, cultures typically regress to Stage 4 before advancing again. The future may involve either frequent leaps into Stage 5 or sustained stability at this highest level. The path to tribal transformation begins by listening to people's language, whether Stage 2's "my life sucks" complaints, Stage 3's "I'm great" boasting, or Stage 4's "we're great" collaboration. After identifying your tribe's current stage, apply specific leverage points. Connect Stage 2 people through dyadic relationships, build triadic relationships for Stage 3 tribes while focusing on values, and help Stage 4 tribes articulate noble causes. People must progress sequentially through each stage. Start by changing your own language, which transforms relationships and ultimately evolves culture. The most powerful tribes develop through authentic conversations about values and purpose, not through mandates. Tribal leadership creates environments where everyone contributes their best rather than competing. By upgrading your tribal culture, you transform both performance metrics and work experience. What could your organization accomplish if everyone moved from "my life sucks" to "life is great"? The answer might just make history.